This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? It's Unique and I'm back with another episode. It is a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day and I wanted to come on and give y'all another one talking about grooming from childhood into adulthood and how that reflects in our relationships and why I have a difficulty being with partners who feel like they want to groom me to be who it is that they want me to be. If y'all are interested in this topic, definitely stay tuned. I want to say thank you to each and every one of y'all who come back to the show listening to the sound of my voice, all of our monthly supporters. I appreciate you. If you haven't considered sharing this show with a friend or family member, definitely do so, because the more people that we have listening to this show, the more that y'all are engaged, the more the algorithm will spread this word, this message all across the world. Because we are girls of the world, baby. Okay, y'all, let's get into it. So this topic came to me today when I was in the shower. I get so many ideas in the shower, y'all. It's crazy. Like, this one was so prevalent and permeating towards me, and I did not know why I had to put this episode out specifically, but it was just something that came up for me very, very loud, and I just said, now or nothing. We have to pause the list, baby, and get this episode out that didn't even make it to the list. So what I want to talk to you guys about is childhood grooming. And so for y'all who don't know what that is, I'm gonna kind of break it down for you in a way. One definition would be grooming is when someone builds a relationship, trust, and emotional connection with a child or younger person so that they can manipulate, exploit, and abuse them. Children and young people who have been groomed can sexually be abused, exploited, or trafficked. From this perspective, I'm not going to go into like the sexual abuse or the sexual manipulation and exploitation of kids. I'm really just going to talk about how as a child we can be emotionally manipulated by our caregivers, the people who are considered to be our guardians, who are considered to be responsible for us based on their, what would it be? I feel like the grooming comes from like them wanting to have a certain satisfaction for whether it's how it is that they are being presented, how it is that they want to control you, how it is that they want you to perceive them, and also just how your service to them can be of benefit, right? So a lot of parents have this mindset that if I raise you, if I take care of you, when you get older, you're gonna take care of me. And so there's this narrative that parents form and this expectation that they have for their kids based on the fact that they believe that their children are indebted to them in some type of way. And that's so toxic. I'm not here to say that, no, you shouldn't take care of your parents when they age, when they get older, different things like that. But at the same time, it's just like, that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. A few of the ways that I feel like coming up I was groomed was in the church. For example, they would teach us certain lessons and things about what the Bible says as to how you're supposed to be as a young girl versus how young boys are supposed to be. And if y'all didn't tune into the episode that I did around me growing up in church and some of my experiences, I delve into that a little bit more. But some things that I want to point out is how they teach us how to speak, what to wear, behaviors that are okay and not okay, how they encourage us to not have sex before marriage, the way in which they teach us to be submissive towards a man, so on and so forth, whether they're our husband or not, just any man, they could just be older than us. And so I feel like the church definitely grew women into being this trope of, what's the word, purity. And they use this trope of purity to encourage you to be seen as kept, well-behaved, holy, things of that sort. At home, I found that I was also groomed to a certain extent to be a certain way. So one example was something that like still bothered me well into adulthood. It was that when men were in the house, I couldn't wear shorts, I couldn't wear tank tops, bralettes, like anything that would be considered as too revealing or something that would entice a man to sexually objectify my body. I was told not to do that, that it was inappropriate. Girls are not supposed to walk around like that when men are in the house. And it's just really grinding my gears because I just felt like, and of course, at that age, I didn't have the language to describe what it was that I felt. And I'm so happy for me being able to attend Spelman because it gave me the language that I needed to be able to describe like what exactly was happening within my environment. And so how I see it from where I am today is that it is not my responsibility to prevent men from over sexualizing or objectifying my body. And that's something that's so problematic in our society right now. We make it women's responsibility to not entice men or seduce men or give them reason to sexually objectify us, when in all reality we need to be teaching men that a woman's body is not your property. It is not something for you to attain, and it is also not something that you should objectify due to the fact of your own desires and thoughts that's within your mind. I just was like, I'm a kid. Like, I don't care about what a man thinks about what it is that I'm wearing. I want to just be comfortable. Due to the fact that I wasn't able to just be comfortable in my own home, it just made me very uneasy around being at home. I didn't feel like I could freely be myself. I always had this feeling of having to change or to make myself be something different than I actually was, and also feel uncomfortable in a place that was supposed to be security and safety for me. And to be honest, I didn't feel that at all. And it's crazy because as I started to go into my preteens and teenage years, I started dating guys, and guys will also have these expectations that they would put on me as to how it is that I was to present myself, how I was supposed to look as a lady, how I was supposed to be ladylike, and all of these things. And it's just like, what are you doing, sir? You have all of these expectations around what I can and cannot wear, how it is I can and cannot talk, the way I should and should not dance. It's wild to me. And to me, that's the very thing that breeds men like Keke Palmer's husband. I know y'all saw that going around, but he is a product of his environment. He's a product of everything that they have been fueling these men about, how it is that women are supposed to be in public, how it is that women are supposed to be in private, and everything like that. And it's just like, get a grip, get a life. There's so many more things in this world that are of importance and significance that needs our attention, and you policing women about what it is that they're wearing, how it is that they talk, how it is that they're in the streets versus how it is that they're at home is so, what's a good word I can use? I'm trying to think of a word. Menial. It's just like, come on now, let's be real. And so for me, I started to kind of see women differently. Like, I would look at other women and see what it was that they were wearing, and I would start to pass judgment towards them about how it is that they dressed or how it was that their clothes look. It wasn't until I got older and I was just like, that's their own personal identity expression of how it is that they want to show up in the world, and that has nothing to do with me. And for all the people out there who pass judgment to others about their clothes, their ways, their behaviors, it's like, take a look in the mirror. What does that say about you? What does that say about yourself? And it's crazy just thinking about all my relationships, thinking about life, how my college boyfriend, he also wanted to groom me to be like his mom. And I was just so dumbfounded by it. He didn't too much mind in nails because like his mom used to get her nails done too. He did not want me to wear wigs. He only wanted me to wear my natural hair. If y'all haven't listened to the episode that I did about natural hair insecurities here on my podcast, as well as the video that I posted, it was a chit chat get ready with me on my YouTube channel, I highly recommend y'all go back to that because it will definitely lay the foundation of like my relationship to my hair and why I was so annoyed when I had a boyfriend that didn't like me to wear weave or wigs. And it's so crazy because I'm just like, you don't have to do my hair every day. I will wear my natural hair when I want to, but it's not what's convenient for me. It's not what's easiest for me. And I cannot afford for somebody to do my natural hair every other day. Because one thing about it, and two things for certain, my natural hair is not going to hold a style. And all that money that I pay at the salon to get my hair done, it will be gone within 48 hours. Like, I did that. I was on that roll before. And I just didn't have money like that. And I'm just like, you tripping. Beyond just like clothes and expression, another way that I feel like I have been encouraged to be groomed in relationships with others is to be this like domesticated type person. And that's just not me. My mom used to try to swindle me to get into the kitchen and manipulate me to get into the kitchen and help her cook. And that is not something that I wanted to do. I had no interest in learning to cook. I wasn't into being in the kitchen. And from what I witnessed growing up, like how she used to cook for people and they used to be so ungrateful and just having to like meet other people's expectations with your meal around what's good, all that to me, it just gives me anxiety thinking about it. Like, it is not for me. And so due to that, a lot of people that I date, they just have a hard time with it because they have this notion that because I'm a woman, I am supposed to know how to do these things. And I'm often questioned around why I don't do this. And they try to like pick apart, well, if you don't cook, then how is it that you're gonna eat? It's like, if I get hungry, I will find food and I will make food, or I will go and buy food. You don't have to worry about me eating. Like, when I'm hungry, I will eat. However, I'm not your girl to go out my way to just go and be making gourmet meals 3 times a day, 7 days a week. That's just not me. That made like people that I dated in the past, they would be so frustrated around why I didn't cook, why I would just cook for myself and not cook for them, so on and so forth. And it's just like, it's not something that I'm into. And so no, I'm not gonna go out my way to just make this a whole thing because I'm a woman and we are taught that women are supposed to be in the kitchen while the guys go out and be at work. One thing about it, two things for certain, a lot of these gender norms I am not into. A lot of these gender norms do not fit my lifestyle. A lot of these gender norms don't fit my personality or what it is that I want to do with my time. And I don't feel like I should force force myself to be in these gender norms because society says that's something that I'm supposed to do. And so a lot of people that I dated in the past, they would, you know, from society's perspective, that would be considered unwifeable. That would be considered something that's not wifey material, you know, if you don't cook and things like that. And I also feel like I'm at every liberty and right to not do that. That's just how I want to live my life, and that's how I want to live my lifestyle. And it's even easier for me because I don't have kids. Like, I don't have nobody that's depending on me in that type of way to make these things or do these things for them, and that's my choice. I don't have children for a reason, because I don't want to do things like cook. It's been a real hard pill for people who have connection to me to swallow, but y'all, I just gotta live in my truth. I tell people from A1, day one, even when we have potlucks, it's like, I will call my mom and get her to make a dish for the potluck. Y'all will not get a dish out of me. That's just who I am, how I am. That's how I have always been. When I get in the mood to do something, I will, but the moment that it feels like an obligation to me, there's no possible way for me to show up, because it's gonna make me want to do it less than I ever even started. The more that people force something on me or try to make me do it or try to set this rule and this standard, I'm gonna want to do the complete opposite. If they just let me be the person that I am, let me bask in all my uniqueness that makes me unique, they will be able to enjoy all the other aspects of myself that don't fit into this box of domestication or how women are supposed to be and what wifey material is, so on and so forth. It's like, I bring so much more value to a connection, to a relationship, than cooking. My amazingness should not be subdued to cooking. I am just not that person. I am just not that girl. And I really truly believe in a past life that I did not have to cook for myself. I believe in a past life that was not something that you caught me doing, because I just strongly believe that if I wasn't royalty, I was connected to royalty, or I was at a level where there were people who were available and of service to help me in those different areas of life, because I truly believe that I just had other things of higher precedence going on that did not yield me room to cook. And it's just like, when celebrities have chefs and people that help them, or like the affluent have people that help them, it's not seen as strange or weird or whatever. But that's the desire of my heart. Like, I would pray, I would put it in my journal, I would write it down that I meet a person who loves and enjoys cooking for me. And me doing that was never in my manifestation. It was never in something that I wanted for myself, something that I wanted for my life. It's honestly a dread and a drag, and I'm sorry. Like, I'm a woman who doesn't like to cook. I'm honest and I'm upfront about that. People can't make me be something that I'm not. They can't make me or create me or try to mold me into a form that like is convenient for them and fits for them. I feel like when you're in a relationship, when you're in connection, everybody should show up in their strengths. Where one person is really good at something and the other person is not, I feel like by default, the person that's good at it should be the one that's doing it. The person that's not really strong in that area, they should be able to bring whatever it is that they're strong in. That's just me, and I can think of so many other ways as to which people have tried to groom me and make me into the person that they wanted to be. And I have been challenged in my friendships and my connections because I will put my foot down and I will say not so. You will get that Taurus energy. That Taurus will come out. I can be very, very stubborn, and one thing about it and two things for certain is once I have my mind made up, ain't no way that you are going to force me to change it on the convenience of what you think will work for you. It's just like, take me as I am or have nothing at all, because one thing's for certain, I am not that girl who is here to be molded and fit into the dimensions of what it is that you want me to be. If my first name don't say nothing, I don't know what you're missing. It must be going over your head, but I am on a road to being the most uniqueness that I can, and with that I have to accept my quirks, my flaws, my dark side, my light side, my shadows, all those things I have to accept as okay. And I hope that the people around me can come to terms with that at some point on their journey. But as they're doing that, as they're in their process, I have to manage my emotions and not let the fact that I am not being the person that people want me to be, but just being myself, affect me on a mental and emotional level where I am putting myself in stressful situations, anxiety ridden situations, and then ultimately leading to depression or dissatisfaction in life. I think a lot of times when I'm not satisfied with how my life is going, I think it's because I'm constantly trying to meet the mark that other people have set as to how they think I should be, rather than just going with the flow of how it is that I want to be and what it is that I want to do. And so every time that I go out of my way to meet other people's needs, meet other people's expectations, it takes a little bit away from my soul calling, my fullness. And when that happens, I slowly see myself depleting and start to turn into the image of something that I'm not familiar with. I would say that, yeah, it's easy for me to just be a chameleon, you know, in different environments, in different situations. But I feel like I have gravitated towards that because I have wanted to have acceptance. I have wanted to fit in, and I wanted to survive. You know, I would look to other people and be codependent on them for my survival, for income, for money, for attention. And it's just like, I gotta get that to myself. I have to be there for myself. Like, I cannot match your energy. Like, your energy gotta be your energy and mine's gotta be mine. And we need to find a way to complement each other in that. And if that's something that another person has the inability to do, that's on them. That's not on me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the lessons. But sometimes you gotta make the decision. What are you gonna choose? Are you going to choose the route that you're forcing somebody to be something that they're not? Or are you going to come to terms with the fact that, like, all of us were made different? All of us were made to be and express us in unique ways. And it's just like, if I become a carbon copy of you, or if I become a camouflage version of who it is that you are, then I wouldn't be me. And that's not fair to me. Me having this realization that, like, me not being myself is of disservice to myself, and really being able to address the resentment that I have towards, like, very key people in my life because they have tried to groom me and make me something that I'm not. It's time for me to heal through that. And I know that this podcast is only one part of what that journey is going to look like and what that journey is going to take. But I do pray. I do pray that each connection, each person that is meant to be in my life is a person who is willing to be in a space where they can see me as I am and take me as I am and really just bask in those moments, because my presence is a present. I am not one to be taken for granted. I am not one to be walked all over. I am not one to be manipulated or anything like that. I am a person person with their own mind, with their own thoughts, with their own wishes, their own dreams, their own desires, and that's okay. I pray that all my connections see me as such and stop trying to make me be what is of convenience to them so that they can feel good about their waking life when it's just like, do you? Let me do me. If we don't match, if we not a frequency match, that's okay. There will always be another out there somewhere who can match your frequency and that can match your vibe. And sometimes people only can accept you from how it is that they met you. Sometimes people can only accept you from the place of what it was that you presented. They can only accept you sometimes from unhealed places and broken places because either they're a martyr or they are broken themselves and so they just trauma bond with broken energies. But for me, I want relationships and connections that are going to evolve past how we met each other. And I also want to step into more truth. And the more that I step into truth, the more that people are going to realize that, oh shit, like, this not the girl that I met a few years ago. What is it that I can do with this? How is it that I want to move with this? Don't feel obligated to move with me through my spiritual journey, through my spiritual process, through my evolution. I am 100% okay with people moving on or staying put as to wherever it is that we came from. But for me and my life, I have to continue to evolve. And anybody that holds me back from doing that, anybody that thinks they're gonna stop me from doing that, they cannot be in my space. And so I just want to say shout out to my soul tribe, shout out to all the people that get it and get it. And all the people that don't, you probably won't this time. You may will down the line, and that's okay. There's been so many things that's went over my head that my spiritual mentor tried to give to me that I just was not in a place to fully understand. But I go back down the line and I reread some of the things that she sent, and I'm just like, wow, that hit different. But experience will take you there. Healing will take you there. Evolving will take you there. I pray that this message finds y'all well. I pray that y'all are being connected to those who have your best interests at heart, but also those who allow you to be yourself no matter what. Know that there is nothing about you that you have to change until you want to change it. Do not allow the people in your life to make you be what they want you to be for their convenience and their own selfish reasons. You be selfish about you first. And being selfish about you is not something that's a bad thing. I really want y'all to remember that. Spirit told me to tell y'all, if you need to take space, if you need to find a sacred place, if you need to go into your prayer closet and put one up and reach up so that it can come back down, do that. Whatever your therapeutic practice is that's going to keep you sane, whatever your practice is that's going to keep you leveled, keep you grounded, make sure y'all making space to do that. Today, I took a walk. That's my actionable step that I took for me today. Nobody else was around. I didn't have to wait for somebody to get back to me and tell me if they wanted to come. I just took my own 2 feet and I went and I did 1.5 miles by myself. It was beautiful on a bright sunshiny day after a stormy night with lightning, thunderstorms, and rain. I chose me. I will not allow myself to continue to sit in environments where I am not feeling wholeheartedly, holistically, and completely fulfilled there. The fact that I was cold in that office, I said I would not sit in here and be uncomfortable. I would not rid myself of the pleasures of life and be uncomfortable. That alone can be applied to so many aspects of our life, and I hope that that helps y'all in some way on y'all path, on y'all journey. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. I'm sorry if the audio changed up a little bit. I got distracted when I first started to record this because people been coming in and out of the apartment for maintenance concerns, and I pray that within the next month all of this maintenance stuff is over with, because they definitely barged in on the episode. So if my voice changed, it's because it's a whole nother day, and girl, I feel just as raspy, but I'm gonna continue with my water and hopefully that clears this up a bit, get a diffuser going or something, because what's it giving, baby? But yeah, I hope it came out good. I don't know. I just came on here from the heart, and I really appreciate each and every one of y'all who come back week to week listening to the sound of my voice. I know that this one's a little late, but life be lifing, as y'all know, as y'all can hear, and I am showing up the best way that I can from the place that I am right now, and I hope that each one of y'all in the audience does have an appreciation for that. Because I have an appreciation for you. I have gratitude for you. I'm going to be putting up one to the heavens for y'all tonight when I go and pray. Because y'all are so, so amazing and so, so special to me. And I hope that you know that. If you want to connect with us outside of the podcast, you can do so on social media at Journey Free Podcast. If you want to connect with me on a personal level, you can do so on my social media at Unique Terche. I have most of the social media platforms, as well as a YouTube channel, Unique Terche, where that's lifestyle content from a visual perspective. And then I also have another YouTube channel that's The Unique Journey, which is more so on the spirituality spectrum, where I go into esoteric topics, oracle card readings, intuitive messages, prophetic words, and eventually I would like to delve into the laws of the universe over there, numerology, as well as astrology. But soon come, soon come. I hope that y'all weekend goes amazing for y'all, that y'all get to do something fun, and that, I don't know, a deposit hits your bank account or something. I know it's Friday, a lot of people get paid today, so I hope you get that ka-ching, or if you got a business, I hope your Shopify go ka-ching, whatever, or just find money on the ground. I wish that for y'all, because y'all deserve it, and that'd be the best feeling when you get that deposit. When that deposit hit, baby, that'd be the best feeling ever, okay? But thank y'all so much for listening and tuning in to this episode. And until next time, I hope y'all stay blessed and be blessed. And I guess I'll catch y'all next week for another podcast. Bye, Journeys.